You are on In Your Face here at 3CR with James. Super excited to have Sayaki back in the building. Their EP17 dropped today. Super excited to chat all about that with them. But in the meantime, here's a track from the EP. This is Principles.
Push me, use me, you seem to be never forgetting the youthful front, youthful face, foreign demon incarnate. I'm just a front, you're high in grace. Reputation can't be tarnished in the limelight. You like to keep it white in the dark side, outside and inside. No pain, no gain is what you say. The four horsemen protecting your reign. The sleeping giant. Revenge, you go tell all of them I am better than they will ever be. You're in school, boy, I'm a ruler, non-binary lead of the future. Yeah, you talk too much, you need to rush it up. Don't give a fuck for what you say, now speed it up. I do not trust those who put up a front. You have the privilege, even then you fuck us up.
From their EP17 that dropped today, that was Sayaki with Principles, and they join me in the studio. Welcome back to 3CR.
Thank you for having me back again.
I love the passionate lyrics of that song. Do tell.
Okay, well, Principles is all about kind of like going against the like big top dogs, and which was my principal at high school, and it was like, I was feeling like really confined and trapped and like stuck to being one way to fit like the school's reputation and image. And I was like, no, I don't want to. So like, it's kind of just like that fight back pretty much.
There's almost a punk element to that, you know, like,
Yeah.
You totally get that, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I definitely wanted to have this song and like the whole EP to have some sort of like punk aesthetic and just be edgy and angsty.
Well, it certainly achieves that. Tell us a bit more about the other tracks on 17.
Okay, so Mr. Jones is all about this guy I had a massive crush on who was in my year level, and it's just about, you know, that unrequited, like, gotta keep it silent kind of thing. And then D&D is kind of about harassment. It's like a full 180 because I'm like, ooh, cute boy, and this is like, ooh, not cute boy, pretty much. And it's just like very like dive in the deep end of like the full sonic landscape of the EP. Then Forget Me Not is all about like depression and wanting to like be alone but not forgotten, like just feeling alone in like a massive crowd of people. And then Streetlight is like my favorite track. It's all about like the anxiety of moving on from teenagerhood into young adulthood and just like not knowing where to go.
Which was the hardest one to sing in the booth, or, you know, sing in the studio?
Oh, they were honestly all pretty easy. It was like, it was just a really good way to like get everything out and just have that outlet to like fully express myself. So I didn't find anything all too hard.
So 17 really is about your last year of high school, right? Hence the name 17. And the EP really explores what you went through. What a fascinating musical diary.
Thank you. Yeah. So 17 is like the age that I felt best encapsulates all the songs. So like Mr. Jones was like more like preteen and like early teenagerhood when I was like really starting to like discover sexuality and all that. And Streetlight is full on when I was like 18, close to turning 19, in year 12, thinking about graduating. And yeah, it's just like 17 just felt like the right number, like the good median of all the songs.
So rapt that you actually were able to come in the day the EP dropped, because how does it all feel?
It feels kind of unreal in a way. Like, I knew it was happening and it is happening, but it doesn't feel like it is happening in a sense, if you get what I mean. Like, it still hasn't fully registered yet, but it's like so exciting.
Yeah. Now, what's happening on the music videos?
Nothing quite just yet, but definitely looking into it.
Fantastic. Now, this was a collaboration, this EP as well. You know, you worked with a sound tech right on it.
Yeah, I worked with a friend, like we co-produced it together. I worked with BC Slumber. They brought like such great life into the music because wasn't really like in touch with all like the punk and edgy scene, and they really like helped me take my first steps, if you will, into that like scene, because like they grew up with that when they were a teenager, and it was just really inspiring and eye-opening to see another queer person who's older than I am and like see their high school experience through their own musical journey. So it was just really great. So like the songs were able to like really take identities for themselves.
Yeah. Look, I love your passion on the EP, on the tracks. How do you look back on the songs now? Like, you know, because you wrote them 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was a long time. I mean, with anything I'm going to create, I'm always going to find something that I could do better or like do differently to like find this non-existent perfection. And with this EP, I really wanted to like just trust in like my friend and really trust that Despite what I think, these songs are like well produced, they're like well written and everything. So, like, looking back, I'm like, well, this could be better. Maybe that note could be like a little less flat. But
oh, we all do that, don't yeah. we? We look back. But I mean, you know, that's the beauty of recording something in the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It really like helps me not be so hard on myself.
The Principal, I mean, I love Principals. Has The Principal heard that track? Would you like them to?
It would definitely be interesting to see his reaction, because I have taken different things that he's actually said and put them into the lyrics of Principals. And it would just be really interesting to see his reaction and how his words are getting used against him in a way.
Also, some of your co-students from that time in high school, I imagine you would love them to hear the EP and you're like, look at me, look what I've done.
Honestly, that would be so amazing, because like during that time, I really felt like no one could actually, no one could believe that I actually could amount to anything, but like, look at me now.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's just such a great achievement. So what about live shows?
Oh,
because you can sing. You can sing.
Thank you. I'm still definitely looking into it. Like, now that it's getting closer to the end of the year, it might not like happen so soon. So it's like something I have in my mind and keeping my eye on, and just figuring things out one day at a time.
What was the last set of lyrics that you wrote? Because I know you're writing a lot. What was the last thing you wrote down for a song? That might be in a song.
Like just one of my recent ones?
Yeah. Like just thoughts, something that you've written down.
So one of my most recent ones was just a catch of breath is all I need. And it's about when something like... it's about like just taking a step back and letting life go how life is going, and just taking that moment to just like breathe and accept what's happening, and like being grateful and like just sending out love to those who like might be struggling, or like something isn't going how you expected it to. So it's just like a reminder to just like take a moment and like play the long game.
You really feel your lyrics, don't you?
Yeah, they really mean a lot to me.
That is beautiful. So what else have you been writing?
Oh, okay. I've been writing a song about like being stuck in a black hole and just like, you're kind of in this floating moment where life is moving by and you're just like kind of stuck. I've written, you know, a couple of love songs about this guy. And I also written about my gender expression and, because there was a time that I wasn't like comfortable in masculinity, and there's also a time after that where I was like trying to embrace masculinity. So I kind of have those two songs that are kind of like, I don't like being masculine, but like I want to be. And it's kind of that duality that I can have being a non-binary person.
That must give you so much material to work with as a lyricist.
Yeah, I mean, I have so many different lyrics that in my voice memos or just written down, and I'm like, these are all kind of half ideas. I really just need to sit down and spend a day fleshing something out.
When you're experimenting with your vocals, do you do it into a phone? Like, how do you work?
Usually it's just it's usually just to myself, either like in the bathroom or like I'm out on a walk and just singing my little heart out and probably annoying maybe some neighbors, but that's okay. Like, they don't know it's me. I'm usually down the street. But yeah, if I can like catch the melody or lyrics quick enough, I usually record it into a voice memo just on my phone, or at least write the lyrics down on like the notes app on my phone, just to have something to remind myself.
Do you find that outdoors is a great place to sing? Like, does it, I don't know, does the effect of it kind of, you know, help you project your voice?
Yeah, I mean, being outdoors, you're kind of just not around anyone and you're just kind of free to sing whatever and like say whatever, so it's just like that quite literal open space.
And that kind of, you know, segues back into the punk ethos as well. You can just, you know, say and sing what you feel and what you think, and you know, who cares, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've kind of found that I gravitate towards that aesthetic and those principles of what punk really is.
Wow, this wonderful EP 17 is out. If people want to get it, where do they go?
They can go to Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, really any streaming service. It's on there.
I've got to ask, what is next for Sayaki?
Oh, that's a good question. I really just want to start on my next project and, you know, tell the story of the next phase of my life.
Can't wait to hear it. Sayaki, welcome back to 3CR. Congratulations on the release of your EP 17. It's a wonderful achievement. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.